You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
Some breaking news. This afternoon, mining company Gogebic Taconite has announced the closure of their office in Hurley, an indication that construction of a proposed iron ore mine has been halted, at least for now. In a statement, company president Bill Williams wrote, "We will continue to investigate the possibility of pursuing a permit to mine the Upson site, but cannot justify maintaining an office in Hurley without a prospect of immediate action."
Joining us now to talk about this news and how we got here is Danielle Kading, WPR's reporter in Superior. Danielle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Veronica.
So, Danny, a bit of a surprise this afternoon. What do we know so far about what's happening with the office in Hurley and prospects for the mine?
Well, WisPolitics.com put out a statement from Bill Williams, president of Gogebic Taconite, today. It said that they will be closing their office in Hurley, and that'll begin at the beginning of March, March 1st. It says that the mining company is continuing to investigate the possibility of pursuing a permit to mine in Iron County, but at this time they're saying they can't justify maintaining an office in Hurley without the prospect of immediate action. And they're also citing the US EPA as part of their reasons for closing the office at this time. They say that there's uncertainty given the events with the Alaskan Pebble Mine over in Bristol Bay. And they say that a number of wetland issues where it was revealed that there were more than they had expected are also leading to this decision. They've contacted workers and told them that they're going to be closing the office. They've thanked them for their work and their professionalism. Right now, there's just a lot of unknowns, but that's what we do know is that on March 1st, GTAC's planning to close their office in Hurley.
So coming up till today, the assumption has been that GTAC is actively pursuing having a working iron mine as soon as they get through all the EPA approvals and everything. Post this release, is it the suggestion that they're maybe just not going to end up with a mine there after all?
Well, it definitely is. There's a lot of speculation about that, and I think that there was speculation that they were going to be closing their office before this release came out today. Some will say that this does not come as a surprise, mostly because of some of the action that's been taken recently regarding their lease payment or their option to lease. At the beginning of the month, or rather last month, they told the Iron County Board or the Iron County Mining Impact Committee that they would not be meeting their lease payment for this year. And then there was some last-minute wrangling where there was another proposal that was drawn up real quick before the deadline. And they were able to get an extension, but then the Iron County Board just voted on that this last week, and it was a narrow margin that it was approved. So a few days ago, their lease extension payment was approved, and now they're saying that they're closing their office, and I imagine that's going to draw some comments from people in Iron County who have been looking for assurance that this iron mine is going to be moving forward and have gone out of their way in order to give the mining company what it needs to move forward.
This has been a hot-button topic in Wisconsin that a lot of people have been following very closely, a lot of back and forth between the mine and its critics. Do you know whether some of the pushback that the mine received had any impact on what happened?
Well, there were a number of reasons that GTAC President Bill Williams cited at that Mining Impact Committee last month. I spoke to him at that time, and he said that basically the action of the U.S. EPA with the Alaskan Pebble Mine was something that was on their mind as how that was going to affect their ability to move forward with this proposed iron mine. They also said that a zoning ordinance that was it's currently in draft form and making its way through Iron County, that they were taking a look at that and taking a look at the intent of the county and what they were trying to do with that ordinance, and they were examining and reassessing. That was the words of then GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz, who is now working for the PSC. So there's just been a lot of change. They've said that they were looking at a number of factors, one of those being the wetlands and the number that they discovered, and that also the EPA and the Pebble Mine, and then they also cited this draft zoning ordinance making its way through the county and whether or not that would be prohibitive to a mine moving forward there.
So this has been an active argument for quite some time throughout Wisconsin, in that region in particular. Can you lay out who was for and who was against this project as this process has gone on?
Well, definitely one of the most outspoken critics of the proposed iron mine by GTAC is Bad River Tribal Chairman Mike Wiggins. He has said that, you know, having a proposed open-pit iron ore mine in the headwaters of the Bad River watershed is basically like detonating a bomb on their way of life. And he voiced numerous concerns about the impacts that a mining operation would have on the water and the surrounding health of communities in the nearby area. And he took flack for that as well, because Bad River has had its own Clean Water Act violations that they've been working through. There's been a lot of groups that have had strong opinions about this iron mine, and definitely I'm very interested to hear what the tribe has to say about this move to close the office in Hurley.
Have you heard any responses so far? Obviously, this news is incredibly new. It just broke, but have you heard anything?
You know, the first thing I did was go to Facebook and look at the citizens concerned about the proposed open pit or the Pinoki mine, and there are a couple of comments coming in. Some people are saying half of Wisconsin to GTAC told you so, that they saw this coming. Others are saying 3 days after they got Iron County to re-up on an unpaid lease. Some are saying this is great news. Some are using very inappropriate language as part of their reaction to this news. You know, there's a lot of celebration on some sides, and obviously, you know, you have to think about the people working for GTAC. I'm sure that they're trying to reevaluate their next steps and you know, what they're going to do in the future now that they're out of a job.
And who has been supporting this project largely for economic development reasons as this has gone along?
Well, definitely Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce has been supporting this as it's moved through the legislature, and mining legislation has been revised in the state. The president of government relations, Scott Manley, for Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, also put out a statement saying that, quote, Governor Scott Walker and the Wisconsin legislature took great steps toward improving Wisconsin's regulatory process for iron mining. However, they can't control the EPA's outright hostility toward the industry. EPA's posturing and actions, including its unprecedented attack against the Alaskan Pebble Mine, make investment in American mines a difficult proposition at this time. So obviously people think that there's some federal regulation that's playing a role in this, and are looking to the Pebble Mine as an example of why this is not moving forward.
And Danny, as we wrap up, company president Bill Williams, I believe, used the phrase "for now" in his statement. Does that leave the door open for picking up this project again down the road?
I think it does. I think it, when you look back on the history of this project, when it was first introduced back in 2010, you know, it went through the legislature, or there was a first draft of mining legislation that went through the legislature and was voted down, and then things were quiet for a few months. And then back in November of that year, it picked up again. So, you know, I wouldn't say that this is done for good. I think anything is possible. And GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz has said that this is the time for evaluation, that they were looking at this and assessing how things might move forward. Maybe what they're hoping, just speculation on that, that perhaps this is another move to wait until the federal or state regulatory climate is more favorable to iron mining.
We leave it there. Danny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Danielle Kading, WPR's reporter in Superior.